and welcome to today's episode of Passing Notes. I'm your host, Shannon, and I'm pretty sure in most of my episodes I have told you I have been in drama club. And aside from that, I've been in both drama plays. And now, just the audition portion to drama, and then the actual play, there have been a lot of funny stories I can tell you between both plays, I was usually getting small character roles. Like they wouldn't really appear much, but I'd say that my characters kind of helped the story move on. Like for the first play, I was a narrator, and you already know narrators are usually like the people who narrate what you're watching. And without the narrator, how would the story go on? People who are confused wouldn't be able to really grasp how much. I don't know. I'm just ranting here. But there are really a lot of funny stories that came from the audition period to the actual play itself. So first of all, which one do I even want to talk about first? They were both pretty odd, I'll say. But honestly, it just didn't faze me how weird, interesting the scripts actually are. Let's say, for example, the first play was Cinderella, and obviously because this is a school play, they had to alter the script a little bit, adding new characters, or changing up the names and attitudes and all stuff like that, because Disney would sue them and whatever junk. But it was an okay play. I mean, my first play ever, I really didn't have any standards. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go on there and do my best. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna hope I remember my lines for the next play. But anyways, I really did love Drama Club, and there were a lot of cool teachers and people, and I loved the costume, just the atmosphere of being around people who love drama. I'm pretty sure my friends can relate, because most of my friends have been in Drama Club once or both times, like my friends Joshua and Kendall. Joshua, Kendall, Jenna, and Jin. Jesus Christ, there's so much J's. Joshua, Jenna, Kendall, and Jin. Yep. They also watch my podcast, so hi guys. If you're listening into this, I don't know. Send me a smiley face emoji. Don't forget to favorite me. I don't know. But anyway, between that time, there were a lot of funny stories. Interesting stuff that happened during the time. And it was pretty interesting. Like for the first play, I can remember this one really funny moment during dress rehearsal. Like, I think it was like the day or the second or the week before the play, and there was a part where Cinderella was putting on her dress, and because this is a live audience and we can't actually edit anything, so we can't like actually have like magical effects make it look like she magically appeared in the dress, because that's not how it works in real life. So there had to be a point where the narrators would pass on the dress, and it would be like, hey, here you go, take this, pass it on, here you go, take this, here, take this. And then we'd pass it down the line to Cinderella. And then after that, the person who was closest to Cinderella would have to help her put on the dress, which was me, obviously. How else do you think I know the story? And when I was helping her put on the dress, the fairy godmother just bopping around the stage, doing her thing, and it was hilarious. It was just so cool. Magically. This magicness, and, what else? And what else, yeah. Also, when I was putting on the dress, funny fun fact, The dress didn't fit Cinderella. You see, it was too small. So we had to get like a hook and then some Velcro, that's it. We had to get like some with some hooks and then the Velcro, and then we had to stick the dress on because it really didn't fit. And because of that, you could see the back of her. You could see the back of her. Back of her, and she had like a white shirt on and then some tacky looking pants. I'm sorry, Jin, but they did kind of look tacky because you could see them under the dress. But not the point. When she was actually leaving stage, I saw the dress rip from the side, and I was like, oh god. And then when she walked off stage, we were trying to switch dresses because we didn't have like multiple dresses. Okay. Maybe I need to explain this to you guys a little bit more, but basically, because the teacher didn't trust us, they decided to have multiple Cinderellas and multiple narrators. So that way not one single person has that many lines to memorize. Mm-hmm. But the weird thing is, everybody in the drama club still remembers their lines, and they still probably do. And I was trash. I cannot say my line for the life of me. I said it in a low monotone voice. Every time we're like on the second to last break, I'll be like, tick-tock. You're like, who tiptoed to her room? Who tiptoed to her room? Sleeping wearing from a long day. I couldn't say my lines for the life of me. I was just like horrified that the goodness was like, don't look it upon me. I brought this honor and shame to my family. I'm just like, okay, don't look at me. Please stop. Nope, stop, please. Because I'm just like over here just scared for my life. Because here we have this huge freaking audience, like about 100 people in the audience, or like 150 people in the audience per se, and they were all just staring at the one person who can't say their line right, me. And then I have my parents waving, and they're like, Sharon, and they're like so confused, like, Sharon, why won't you wave back? And I'm just like, oh gosh, I wish I could just tell them off, just yell to them, stop waving at me, I'm not supposed to. But I can't do that. No, just stick to the script. Everything's cool. Actually, fun fact, when it came time to take the cast photo with the audience, my parents were like literally in front, like having a selfie with me, and they're like, Sharon, say hi, and I'm just like, trying to give them like a heads up, like trying to like MacGyver my way into a hello. I was like, hi mommy, I cannot say hi to you, please stop waving at you. But the drama teachers are right next to me, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway, some other stories. During rehearsal, people would go into the back while the people who were supposed to be on stage at that time would go practice whatever while we were in the back and talking about drugs. Yep, me and the drama hobos were talking about drugs and how the other kids, we feel like the other kids are on drugs because they're all the way in the back just talking to each other and like, oh my gosh, stop following us. Wait, what are you weird trying to do? Stop listening to our conversation. I really thought that some of the people in there were just like, they're just like in there just to be in there to talk to their friends after school, but whatever, it was an elementary play, what can you do about it? But I'm pretty sure I'm better now, and I can do a way better job on stage than my last previous performances. The Mulan play was just the end of me. So the next play we did, the Mulan play. Now, what can I say about the Mulan play? It was pretty good for the most part. But, I mean, it could have went better. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I've been at this way too long. So, let me talk about, what do I want to talk about? Well, let's see. Ooh, how about the drama teachers? Like I said in the last couple of episodes, well, I think in the first episode I said this, but some of the teachers were overworked and tired and usually like in a crabby mood, but that wasn't the case for the drama teachers. You see, so three out of four of the drama teachers were actual teachers from classes. Like, even some of the teacher students were in their class. But then we had the math specialist teacher, and she wasn't even tired at all. I feel like, for some reason, I feel like teachers are actually more tired than special teachers because the teachers have to deal with the kids 24/7. The special teachers only have to deal with the class for 2 days, and then see ya next month. That's literally how it happens. Each month, whatever. And yeah, that's why I feel like not as tired as I think you should, as you think they should be. Well, that's just my opinion, and that's just a theory. But the teachers were really cool. They'd bring in like props and stuff. They would like make us custom stuff for the play. But I mean, well, like top notch. I mean, again, it's an elementary play. It's not that good, but at least the basis of the stories for the play are pretty good. Like the dialogue between characters and the play overall was pretty good. It's just the fact that how good we are at acting. Wouldn't you agree that a drama club play would be low budgeted? Our play was actually really pretty low budgeted, but that's why the teachers had to make custom stuff. But it was cool. It was cool though. I actually really wanted to get into drama club because of the costumes. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, cool, we get to make our own costumes because of this one YouTube video I watched, Cough Cough Rebecca Parham. But that's not exactly how it works. You have to wear used things. I wonder if they even get washed. They probably don't. They probably do. We just don't know it. But that's just a thought. I really do like costume design. I really love making up stories and characters and new universe and stuff. It's pretty sick. You get to create your own character. You get to control their freaking lives. Yeah. Anyways. I just really love the atmosphere of my drama. I get to be hanging around my friends a lot more. I get to be in a play, a freaking play. I love watching plays on YouTube. They're so good. One of these days, I want to get to Madea level. Freaking get to be in a freaking Madea play or something. That'd be cool. That would be lit. That'd be awesome. Okay, I'm done. But that's just me and my daily nonsense I like to think about that keeps me up at night. I wonder what the middle school plays are going to be like. It'll be like, too bad you ain't going to hear about it. Okay, but all jokes aside, this podcast was only going to be a summer thing. I'm just going to keep this podcast up till for the summer. And then I was like, wait, why can't I just bring it into the school year? I could talk about my middle school experience and compare and contrast, like, how I thought middle school was going to run, and how it's going to be, from an elementary school, like, view, and then, like, how was it, like, yeah, and I could have, like, my own little trash here, so that's what I'm going to do. But anyways, I really do wonder if they're going to be, like, more high quality, and we get to actually have better plays, because I really like to be, Well, what do I really like to be in? The Mean Girls play. Hamilton the musical, being the Mean Girls play off on Broadway, and then the Heathers, obviously the Heathers. You can't go wrong with that. There's Honey, What You Waiting For? Okay. And again, I tell you, I'm pretty decent at singing. And all of my friends, the biggest concerns with next year, I'm pretty sure I think it's the fact that there might be singing involved. I mean, I'm pretty sure when I went to visit their middle school, I saw like a flyer saying something like, check box for what play you want to see next. Mean Girls. And Mean Girls was on the list. And I was like, yes. 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 Just yes all around. That's amazing. Anyway, I really do wonder how the thing is going to be. Actually, you know what? I don't even know what this thing was about. It's just me going on a rant. Rant about Drama Club. Whatever. Episode shouldn't just be all about only drama. I still have a lot of stories I can tell you and a lot of stuff I will elaborate on, but I just don't have enough time to tell you, so I think I just might move on to a little something else. How about I talk about something that's been sorely neglected, and that is newspaper. So I told you this story how two people came up to the library and they're like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we had a newspaper club press done. Yep, we're doing it. Tryouts for newspaper club. And then a whole bunch of people joined. Most people joined because all they wanted to do was like write gossip columns. Cough cough. Shafara also wanted to do was write gossip columns and write comics and like take photographs. Nope, we just sat there on the computer for a half hour and wrote about what? We just wrote about school happenings. And there really wasn't much happening at our school that time. Because I like started not even the beginning of the year. It started like halfway through the year. Like more than halfway through the year. So there's like not much to write about. I mean, there was a couple things that we could have written about. It's like, sorry. During that time, like the milestones were about to happen, and then we had like winter play, which was a Cinderella play coming up, and it was, I don't know, interesting. So we wrote about it, and I was actually one of the first people to actually get my article in the newspaper. And yeah, it was pretty good. And then all Shafara wanted to do, and actually no, Mean Girl Shafara, you know what she did? After she saw my thing, she was like, hey girls, hey Shannon, you want us to write an article together? And then, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I got water all over my recording equipment. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm just wipe that up. Okay. Yeah, shoot. Anyways, sorry, that's what happened. But anyway, she's like, okay, so do you have any ideas about what you want to write about? And she's like, and then I'm like, yeah, we could, like, since it's the end, almost getting to the end of the school year, we could interview some people and ask them about this year, and like how, and like stuff that happened. And she's like, okay, now let me get to my ideas. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, maybe we could add that to the article. And she's like, you know what, I don't want to work with you anymore. She wrote down all of my ideas on the paper, and then she literally just took the paper. She literally was going to steal my idea and just write about that. And so I was like, no. Heck no. I can't believe it. This little double-timing, backstabbing piece of trash stole my idea and now just wants to work by herself just so she can get the article out and say it was all her idea. Oh, no, no, no. So I went faster than a firefly or a hummingbird or whatever you could say. Faster than you could blink your eyelashes. I don't know. And I started freaking writing up a storm, and I brought it in before she could even start writing. That's just not cool. But yeah, that was my time. That was my time in Newspaper Club. Actually, the last day of Newspaper Club was pretty cool. I brought in some like play minifigures, and I brought like gifts from my friends because like the day to the last day of school, you know. And actually, I really do have a funny story. Funny story. After the party, So after the party, we actually went back to our classes, and it was pretty early still. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give this gift to my friend Gina, and it was like a little taco clay minifigure thingy with whatever, and then some idiots saw me do it. I put the note on her desk saying, there's a gift for you in your desk, and it was a little taco minifigure. So they opened the note and went into her desk, and then they took it and they crushed it. I actually left something in the note that said it's not dry yet though, and then it's kind of tacky because it still takes time for it to dry. And then they stupid idiots, they took it out. they read the note on her desk, went in her desk and destroyed it. Destroyed it. And then they scribbled all over the paper, and then they tried erasing it because they thought it was an eraser. Not only did that destroy it, it messed up the note. Ugh! I was flipping furious, and I was like, what the heck? When do you have the right to go and read something that's not even yours on her desk specifically, and then go inside her desk? That's stealing other people's property and then going inside their business. How do you have the right to do that? And they're like, it was on the floor. No, it wasn't. There's no freaking possible way it was on the floor, you liar. And I was just so freaking upset that whole morning, and I was just like, what am I going to do now? I made a specific amount of things for a specific amount of people, which wasn't you because you do stuff like that. I'm getting a little off topic, whatever. And that is all I have for you today, guys. And let me just say, I'm sorry if this wasn't the best. I mean, none of my videos are the best, but I'm sorry that this is a bit bad because I'm sorry. Sorry, this just didn't come out the high quality chat that you expect. I'm sorry, I'm feeling a little bit groggy from yesterday. Yesterday, I just had a whole big cup of juice to wake me up, and I'm still a little bit groggy. And my voice is like so low and monotone. But that is all I have for you today, guys. Stay awesome, stay sweet, and don't forget to keep passing notes. This is Shannon signing off. Bye-bye!